young voices to the Lord. You know, they're going to be the adults here before long. And we are certainly going to encourage them. We've had some encouragements also from our forebears, and so we're looking forward to seeing them grow in grace and and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. After the doxology, Brother Mark is going to open with prayer for us. And so we begin now.
Praise God from
before that throne of grace this morning. We're very thankful for the many blessings that thou hast shown to us, the blessings of fellowship and of uplifting through the study of thy word. Now, dear God, we pray that thou would guide us through this service. Please bless us with thy Holy Spirit. May everything said and done bring glory and honor unto thee. And Father, may it help us to more closely follow in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray all things in his name. Amen.
When I did that, I meant raise your voices. You got up, well, that was fine. I'm going to read a few words of, I don't know whether they called encouragements or whether they were, whether David meant them as an enjoinment to our spirit, which I think is really what he means, the spirit thing, and how we should express ourselves in praise and glory to the Lord. It's from the 98th Psalm, one line and verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Verse 4. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing. Sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the sound of a psalm. With trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. Why? Why are we to do all of this? The answer is right below. For he is coming to judge the earth with righteousness. He shall judge the world and the people with equity. That's why we're singing and rejoicing. The Lord is going to come to judge this earth in righteousness and equity. Now we're going to turn this meeting over to Sister Shirley, who is going to direct the singing and probably do some renditions of her own. And you enjoy.
We are right over here. Okay. Good morning. It's such a pleasure to be able to take and enjoy this with all of the ecclesia. You know, last night I was just wrestling all night long, just asking the Lord, how can I sing your praises? And how can I get the rest of them to sing your praises? Because, Lord, you are worthy of praise. You know, let me tell you just a short little story before I start. You know, most of you know that I'm from a big family, a large family. And my dad, of course, every last one of us had to do something, even before we start to play the instruments. Some that started on the piano. But you know, we used to get together, and many of us used to recite poetry and everything else. And Daddy and Mama, we were just so happy having parents like we had, because I loved my daddy. When I say that, my brothers and sisters say, sure, you talk like nobody has that was just your daddy. Yes. But when they refer to him, they say, my daddy, too. See? And you know, I told him, I said, I don't want you to hear me saying about my daddy. Because, you know, I think the Lord wants us to do the same thing. I feel he wants us to do the same thing. Because he is even greater than our daddy, our earthly daddy. Because he is just the instrument used to bring us into being. But we have a daddy. He's just so great, and that sometimes we don't really realize that we should really give him the reverence that we should actually give him. So I was resting all night, and I said, Lord, I want to sing your praises till I can't sing anymore. And I want to take and generate that feeling within this ecclesia today. We're not going to worry about voices, because I tell you one thing, that God accepts all of our praises, even imperfect as you may think they may be. I would like to, so I said we're going to take and make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation, and you know who that rock is. Jesus. And so, in so doing, I want to start off first, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when I finish screaming with all the rest of them, I don't know if the voice is going to hold. You see, when I was younger, I could do a lot of singing for a long time. But now I have to just recognize the fact that I have to go with nature. Okay, so I'm going to start off myself in singing. Attempt to sing.
Amen to that.
I'm going to take this with because I get to run in all the things. Okay. And I hope I can energize you to want to do the same.
Then you'll be a witness for my Lord.
You'll be a witness for my Lord. You'll be a witness for my lost soul. Is a witness for my Lord. You read about Samson from his birth, strongest man that ever lived on earth. Way back yonder in the ancient times, he killed 10,000 of the Philistines. He knows Samson when one thing about Samson's fear was never found out. Tell his wife, sat upon his knee. She said, tell me where you strip love, if you please. Now Samson's wife, she talked so fair. Samson said, cut off my hair. See my head, just as clean as your hand. And my strength will come like a natural man. Now Samson was a witness for my Lord. Samson was a witness for my Lord. Samson was a witness for my Lord. Saul is a witness for my Lord. There's another witness. Now there's another witness. There's another witness.
I think all these brothers know the song we're going to do better than I do, but I'm the one that thought of it, so. Because of the condition the world is in, I was thinking it would be nice to sing One Day at a Time. I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe what I can be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time. Sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
second round. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Thank you.
Have our heavenly chorus come up here. Bring your music. In times like this person coming up. In times like these. Well, this up here, you would take this on this.
Thank you. brother sings, we have a peace. Brother singing,
186A.
Do you know 186A? Anybody have a book?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
The cookies that were seen
3, everybody turn to 319. It's the bar. Well, we have the clue. 319. Okay, you want me to see anything? Okay. 319, Ephesians. You have to leave this open. 319.
I recall it. We never want to close this section. Everybody wants to pitch in and sing, and we appreciate that. We certainly enjoyed the rendition. We're thankful that everybody enjoyed it. Is there anyone who didn't? So, in closing, Brother Mike will say a prayer for us.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in your Son. We rejoice in your divine plan. We rejoice in the opportunity to lift up our voices with song and praise unto thee. We can pray that you will fill our hearts with this same spirit as we go from here to our respective homes, that we will continue to be able to sing all the day long. Now we ask that you'd excuse us from this session, and with your blessing, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.